Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Now that's crooning.
That's a good one.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with some Bublé.
Makes me want to do like the...
The hand thing?
The hands at the end.
That hand thing that you're doing right now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Like, yeah.
Makes me want to put it on a sequin sport coat and have a drink in one hand and a cigarette in the other, and I don't even smoke.
You should have a sequin sport coat.
Let it snow. I wonder if they still sell them. Let it snow.
You know, I think I saw one at Macy's at the Lehigh Valley Mall. No lie.
You did not.
Yes, I did. I might have Snapchatted it.
What's going on with the people in Allentown that we need a sequin jacket?
Doesn't everyone need a sequin jacket?
No.
I have sequin pants.
You do not.
I do.
I dare you to wear them.
Done. That's an easy dare. I really like them.
Facebook Live.
I have sequin pants.
Do they match your ugly Christmas sweater that we'll be wearing on Friday?
No, they're tasteful black sequin pants.
Oh, we'll see. If it's tasteful, then forget about it.
They're fancy. I love them.
I know. Forget it. I wanted, like, you know.
Like rainbow sequin pants?
I wanted rainbow glitter unicorn pants.
I would like those if anyone's shopping for me.
Let it snow. Let it snow. All right. We started the show with the Laverne and Shirley theme, and I feel bad that we lost Penny Marshall, a creative genius, mm-hmm. not just Laverne.
No.
Big. Remember that movie, Tom
yes,
Hanks?
It was her directorial debut.
Mm-hmm. A League of Their Own.
Her second.
An incredible movie. And Awakenings. Let's not forget mm-hmm. that with De Niro and Robin Williams.
Yeah, A League of Their Own was the second movie that she directed, and that's how she got Tom Hanks to be mm-hmm. in it. And it grossed over $100 million during its run.
It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
For somebody who, like, I don't know if she should direct. She's only Laverne. No, she was so much more than that.
Well, and that was in 1992. I remember when the movie came out because I went to see it in the theaters. I was 10 years old. And now as an adult, it's interesting to think about the time period when women didn't direct movies.
Yes.
It really wasn't a thing, even right. in the 90s. Like, it would feel
far
between.
She was Laverne. Like, she was stereotyped as Laverne.
Oh,
like
she
this.
Was typecast.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
And, she wasn't that. She was mm-hmm. playing her part as Laverne so well that we forgot how brilliant she actually was.
Exactly.
As a person. Here's a couple of clips. See if you remember the movies, all right?
I want to spend the night with you.
Do you mean sleep over?
Well, yeah.
Okay. But I get to be on top.
There you go, from Big. And this one, of course, everybody knows this.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Why don't you leave her alone, Jimmy?
Oh, you zip it, Doris. Rogers Hornsby was my manager, and he called me a talking viola pig. And that was when my parents drove all the way down from Michigan to see me play the game. And did I cry?
No. No.
No. And you know why?
No.
Because there's no crying in baseball.
There you go.
There's no crying in baseball.
No crying.
We've got to remind them. We've got to remind them how good it is.
How good what is, Leonard?
People have forgotten what life is all about. They've forgotten what it is to be alive. They need to be reminded. They need to be reminded about what they have and what they can lose. And what I feel is the joy of life, the gift of life, the freedom of life, the wonderment of life.
De Niro and Robin Williams best. Together.
De Niro's the best. So is Robin Williams.
Yes. Wow. Penny Marshall will be missed.
What does your morning?
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with late night TV.
It was reported recently that Prince Harry will opt out of the royal family's annual pheasant shoot due to his wife Meghan Markle's love of animals. Said Queen Elizabeth, you misunderstood. We're shooting peasants.
My goodness, I thought I was working for WVIA again. It was like, that was nice. That was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
That song doesn't belong on the radio here.
What?
It's too beautiful.
What group was that?
It's the Piano Guys. Oh. But doesn't it sound like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir or something? Anyway, great sound of the season. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Turkey or ham for Christmas dinner?
Oh, no. Roast beast.
Well, okay, Dr. Seuss, but what is roast beast?
Typically, it would be cow. It's some form of steak or
really?
Prime rib or, yes.
Totally agree.
On Christmas?
Oh, yes.
You too, Matt?
I've done it before, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's actually a good Christmas Eve dinner, too.
So this whole roast beast thing was actually... Although in that, don't they carry out a turkey on Dr. Seuss, even though they call it roast beast?
It has like the little white cap thingies on it, but it's some kind of beast. I just assume red meat when I'm watching that.
Or it might be a prime rib, too, because then you get that on the bone and you roast it that way.
Normally we do like New York strip roast, the tied things, or the prime rib.
Filet mignon, too, sometimes.
Mm-hmm. On Christmas,
throw it in the oven, yeah.
All right, that's cool, because I was going to say ham, because
that's
you're doing...
Easter.
I have done ham on Christmas, though, but you're right. It is more of an Easter
Christmas
meal.
A lot of people do Christmas ham. Yeah. See, everybody traditionally turkey on Thanksgiving, ham on Easter, but then there's other holidays where it's kind of up in the air. What do you do? Let us know. The Ford Fun Line is always open. We've got a $25 gift card from Giant this holiday season with our seasonal bonus buys. Today's ham.
Perfect.
There we go. So
what kind of ham?
Oh, it's a very special ham, he said to Laura. With great anticipation. It's a legendary ham.
A Kentucky legend. Dairy ham.
It's a Kentucky legend ham, $3.99 a pound. Don't remember anything we just said except Kentucky legend ham, $3.99 a pound. You can win with Kyle later on today.
That's right. He'll ask you for that giant bonus buy item and price of the day. Hook you up with a $25 gift card just in time for all of your holiday shopping needs.
And you could go ham.
You could absolutely go ham.
News is next. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. All I want for Christmas is you. All I want for Christmas is my presents back and my dog. This is going to make you cry. Are you ready?
Probably not. Oh, boy.
Someone broke into a house in Dallas last Friday and stole all the family's presents and their dog.
Why? Take the presents. Leave the dog.
It's pretty much what mom says here.
Presents can be replaced. Material things can be replaced. They also stole our piggy bank that we'd been saving for a long time. It was a water jug with lots of coins and dollar bills. But we want our dog back. That's the most important thing for us, is our dog.
Isn't that sad?
Yes.
And if you're listening right now in the morning, picture that happening to you. I mean, we're so materialistic.
No, don't picture it.
We'd be upset that the presents were gone. But when they take the dog, too.
I would not be upset that I can always buy new stuff, whatever.
Just what she said.
Doesn't matter.
But I'm sure there's people out there that would be like, man, they stole the presents,
no,
too.
No, leave my animals alone.
Wow.
That's awful.
Well, you have nothing to worry about, because MacGyver would eat someone who broke into your house for presents.
I don't know if he necessarily would.
I think he would.
You think?
I think if he doesn't know who you are, and Laura's not home, or Big Keith, I'm going to eat you.
Here's the thing. It is funny if I'm home by myself. The dog is definitely...
Yeah, he's protecting
you. He's protective of
me. Sure, that's pretty cool. So imagine if no one was home, and all of a sudden, your side door, the glass breaks, and a dude comes walking in looking for presents.
Yeah, I don't...
He ain't getting out of there.
Probably not. I don't know. Mac might be sleeping back on the bed.
No, that would not...
He'll be snoozing.
Give the dog credit, will you? The only way... Somebody could get in and out of that house as if they have peanut butter.
That's true. It's true.
That's the way my dog was. It was just like he'd howl and growl, and then all the burglar would have to do is reach in his pocket and go,
right here. Have a spoonful of peanut butter.
You're good now. Good. Yeah. Working our way toward the 7 o'clock news block. News, sports, and AccuWeather on the way. In just a bit, we're filling up the studio with Sealands Grove Lady Seals basketball players. This is pretty cool. We'll talk about that next hour. Also, the chance for you to shop downtown Lewisburg. Win instantly and qualify to win that grand prize shopping spree on the way. It's all in the 7 o'clock hour. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. As we all discover downtown Lewisburg this holiday season, what do we have today?
Ooh, it's a good one.
They're all good ones. Every day you say, it's a good one.
I know, it is.
You're not
it always
lying.
Is because there are so many awesome small businesses, restaurants, eateries, etc.
Right there in Lewisburg.
Yes. Today, it's dinner for two at Elizabeth's.
Oh.
Oh, yes. We're fancy today.
All right.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Be caller number 9 on the Ford Fun Line right now to instantly win a $100 gift certificate, which is dinner for two at Elizabeth's and American Bistro, and also get qualified for that downtown Lewisburg shopping spree. Good luck.
94KX, caller 9 on the Ford Fun Line.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Christina.
Hi, Christina. Where are you calling from today?
From Milton.
Yay, Christina from Milton. You're on your way to Lewisburg for some Dinda.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. Tell everyone what station just hooked you up for the holidays.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
With late night TV.
There is news about former CBS chairman and reason we all have to go through a sensitivity training. Les Moonves. You'll recall that Moonves left CBS after allegations of sexual harassment and assault. CBS investigated the claims and determined that Les Moonves will not receive his $120 million severance. Wait, hold on. I think our network has the perfect sound effect for this. On the bright side, CBS has enough material for a new procedural, NCIS Human Resources.
Morning, 94KX, working our way toward news and sports and weather. And the Lady Seals, speaking of sports, and a basketball tournament, and they're coming into the studio as well. Nobody musically celebrating a birthday today. I mean, unless you can't count Jennifer Beals. She's like 58 today. Do you want to do that flash dance thing? She's a maniac!
I'm going to need a chair and a bucket of water, please.
You're going to need a chair and a bucket of water.
Like the end of the movie.
It's getting warm in here, yeah.
I do love that song, though.
I do love that scene.
I do love that scene. And she's dancing like she's never danced before.
All right. It's time for Tom and Laura's Maniac Birthday
Buddies. A very happy birthday to Landon Tucker from Mifflinburg, turning 9 years old today.
9, wow.
Noel Drybelby's from, actually, we don't know where he's from, but Noel's 43 today. Happy birthday.
Brian Dirk is 46 today. Happy birthday, Bri.
Letitia Hoagland is 41 today.
Laura Bailey is 35. Happy birthday.
C. Kiefer of Herndon, 46. Wonder what the C stands for.
I don't know. Kirk Ortman from Bloomsburg is the big 4-0.
Sherry Goff is 53. Happy birthday.
Chris Snyder from McClure is 40 today.
Kay Haneke from Schuylkill Haven is 58.
Tracy Troxel from Norrie is the big 5-0. Happy birthday.
Desiree Havasi of Sunbury is 41 today.
Jeremy Kessler from Beavertown is 37.
Trisha Heckman is 36. Happy birthday.
Jamie Houghton of Northumberland, 52 today.
A very special happy birthday to Jennifer Morris, who turns 43 today. She's actually the mama of one of my little horseback riding lesson students. Her hubby Damien texted in last evening on the 94KX Facebook page. I was like, make sure to wish Jen a happy birthday.
Don't miss it. And just texted in a few minutes ago, Nicole Shoemaker of Mifflinburg is 41 today. Happy birthday. Everybody's got one.
That's right, and we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you'd like to hear, you can make like Damon and message in like he did for his wife Jen's birthday on the 94KX Facebook page. You can text us 49330, or you can call us on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Maniac
Birthday Buddies on 94KX.
That is one festive sweater, Uncle Kerry.
94KX going way back with Tommy Two-Tone. And looking forward to some high school basketball over the Christmas break. But high school basketball, girls high school basketball, for a good cause.
That's right. We're joined this morning by some lovely young ladies from Sealands Grove Area High School. The co-captains of the Lady Seals high school girls basketball team are here. We have Anna Piazzu, Becky Gingrich, and Marley Sprinkle. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, Marley. So tell us a little bit about this basketball tournament that's coming up, because it truly is for a good cause. It's not just getting together to play ball.
Yeah, the Angela Wolf Memorial Royalty Tournament is in memorial of Angela Wolf. She died in 2011 of colorectal cancer. She lost her four-year battle, so this tournament's in memorial of her.
Her family set up a scholarship fund, right?
Yeah.
And you've been raising money ever since her passing, but the reason why she was such an important player at Sealands Grove is she was the first female to do what?
Score 1,000 points for our program.
How cool is that?
First Lady Seal in a grand.
Right?
That's
exactly.
Cool.
So, Anna, you're helping organize this event. Tell us a little bit about, if people are listening, if they want to come and support the fund, when is it?
We encourage the public to come out and support Friday and Saturday, the 28th and 29th. At the Sealands Grove High School gym just after Christmas. And so on Friday the 28th, the JV will play at 2 and 4:30,
and varsity will play at 6 and 7:30. And then that Saturday, the JV consolation game will be at 2 o'clock, and the final will be at 4:30. And the varsity consolation game will be at 6, and the final at 7:30 on the 29th.
That's awesome. A full day of hoops.
It is a full day of hoops. Absolutely. So, Becky, lots of money has been raised over the past several years. So what is sort of the two-year total, and then what schools are participating?
The total for last 2 years ago was $1,800, and last year was $1,094.83.
Wow.
And there's always a $500 profit that goes towards a scholarship for a senior girl.
Very cool. Okay.
And then the schools that are participating this year so far, I know others are being added constantly.
Yes. So Bellefonte, Sullivan County, us, and Mifflinburg.
There you go.
Awesome. So the 28th and 29th.
She got a little choked up.
You know, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
All right. Now I'm going to throw just a crazy question out there at all three of you. Are you ready for Christmas?
Yep.
Marley says yep. Okay.
Have you been good this year?
I think I've been all right.
What about you? What about you, Anna?
Just all right. Anna's just smiling.
I'm going to hope so.
All okay. right. Becky? All right.
More or less.
She's honest.
Honesty is the best policy.
Honesty is the best policy. Well, thank you, ladies, for joining us this morning. Friday, December 28th and Saturday, December 29th at Selins Grove High School. We'll share the info on our What's Happening page and on the 94KX Facebook page. Happy holidays, girls.
Yeah.
You too.
Ask the Expert is
4KX. With another Christmas classic. Hey, we want to congratulate the Savage family again, winning the first ever Central PA light fight with Silver Moon at 94KX.
Okay, this is the coolest thing, though.
All right. Well,
so the Savage family and the Seacrest family, or the Wesley House, as it was online, they have this sort of long-standing competition between the two families that they just go after each other at the holidays in terms of decorations at their homes.
And they ended up being our two finalists they were picked. Yeah,
because they went above and beyond. So it was really awesome to watch the other day, like just them going back and forth and all their friends voting. And my goodness, it was great.
How many lights does it take for your house to be seen by the International Space Station?
I'm pretty sure that I passed a home on 78 when I was traveling towards Philadelphia the other day that fits the bill.
Philadelphia? What the hell? You go to Sunbury, you can see it.
That's true, actually. Or that house in Bloomsburg.
Go to any house in Shamokin. It's blinking.
And
like,
also, in the Hummel's Wharf, Selins Grove area, there's a ton in those other neighborhoods back there.
I bet Tharp Town shows up.
Rolling Green or whatever?
Yeah, definitely.
The Tharp Town Park right there with all the stuff. I bet that could show up.
Here's the deal. 2,683 bulbs. That's how many bulbs you need to be seen from the space station. However, there's a catch. You have to be in a dark area, all right, with no light pollution. So, like, the middle of the desert. The more crowded the area, the harder it is for the space station to see you at night.
Well, because urban areas have more lights on all the time. Sure.
So,
2,000,
good
huh?
luck. So, I wonder if the Savage House in Selins Grove can be seen by the space station.
They have at least 2,000 lights.
Yeah, that's got to be close.
I mean, they have a lot of lights on
that
house.
That was impressive.
Let's have the astronauts call the Savage House and congratulate them.
They could FaceTime from the International Space
Station.
That's
true. It can't be done.
Congratulations from 94KX. I'm dreaming of a white logo. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work. It's a tail wagon Wednesday with John's Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning, providing clean, healthy indoor environment for the Susquehanna Valley and for your tail wagon buddy.
Oh my goodness.
Jen is here. Jen, you brought a big one today.
Oh. Yep. Dallas is pretty beefy. He weighs in at 103 pounds last time we checked. So, and actually he doesn't pull on leash, for pretty surprising for that. I've handled quite a lot
for
of dogs
size,
at that
yeah.
size. And he does not, okay, well, he probably yanks me around because I'm like 5'2", but he's definitely not too bad on leash.
I think he's bigger than you, Jen.
Honestly, yes.
He is a big beefcake. He
a
is
big black
a
lab.
Love bug.
Yeah, he's very affectionate.
So what? He's a black lab mix, most likely?
Yes. We have to guess, since he did come in as a stray, we're kind of just going by what he looks like mostly, and he definitely has a black lab face, so we're just kind of calling him that for now.
He's super sweet. Good with kids, right?
Yeah, we would probably put him in a home with kids 10 and up just because he gets jumpy when he's excited and might knock over a kid that's younger than that. But yeah.
Yep, that's a lab for you. We are going to go Facebook Live. Of course, Tail Wagon Wednesday. If you're joining us, it's the third Wednesday of every month. This is our last one for 2018. I know. It's kind of sad. Last one. And our friend Carly has moved on to greener pastures, literally greener. flat greener pastures. Yeah. She's headed to Nebraska and took a new job out there. So I think Jen's going to be joining us from now on.
We'll
maybe.
See. Yeah. We'll see how my school schedule is coming up.
I know.
But we want to have you here.
I know. We always love when the folks from the Danville Center of the Pennsylvania SPCA come to join us. So hop on over to the 94KX Facebook page. We're going to go Facebook Live because we want Dallas to have a soft, comfortable place to land for the holidays. And it would be awesome if we could keep up our 100% adoption rate right towards the end of 2018.
That's right. We want Dallas in a home by the end of the week, but especially by Christmas. So jump over to 94KX and Facebook Live right now. Tom and Laura in the morning with some late night TV.
Some entertainment news. I heard that former Fresh Prince star Alfonso Ribeiro is suing the makers of Fortnite by using his famous Carlton dance in their game. And then he's going to be sued by every guy that's ever danced at a wedding.
K94KX, the KX Christmas classic from the Eagles. Some of us are at work already, some still on the work, on the way to work. A lot of us are parents. In a recent survey, here are the top 10 skills a parent feels they must teach their child. 10? Only 10? Well, anyway, some of them are ridiculous. Number 10, how to make healthy food choices. Do you have to teach your kid that?
Well,
do you have to teach them or do you just buy the right food? Once they eat it as a kid, then that's the way they eat?
Well, I think it's half and half, probably.
Yeah.
But yes, half and half.
Number 9, reading and comprehension. Yes, parents, do that. Mm-hmm. Don't leave it up to the teachers at school. Come on now.
Yeah.
All right, number 8 is kind of funny. Time management.
That is a good one.
I struggled with all three of my kids because they're like, I'll do my homework later. No, you won't. Do it now.
Especially if they do tons of activities plus schoolwork, like my sister and I. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Number 7, basic housekeeping skills. I feel some adults still haven't learned those.
Very true. Very true.
Like the way this studio looks at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Boy.
Oh,
boy.
Oh.
All right, number 6, how to beware of your surroundings. I think that's important. Stranger danger and all that stuff. You know?
For sure. And then also, particularly in today's culture with cell phones, people are not aware.
That's right.
Because their nose is in their phone.
Good point. Number 5, money management.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Especially when you're older. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got one kid in L.A., one kid in Philadelphia, and one kid in Pittsburgh. And they still call and go, Dad, could you send me some money? I'm a little short. It's like, what? Don't you have a job? I mean, come on now.
Yeah, but that's for fun money.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably.
Number 4, doing laundry. Some adults still don't know how to do laundry.
Yeah.
It's funny. My freshman year of college, I knew what I was doing because my parents gave me a quick lesson before I left, and all the other guys in my dorm were like, you want to teach me how to do this? And I'm just like
they
teaching everybody.
They didn't know how to do the
laundry. Yeah, it was so weird. It was very funny at the same time.
I was doing laundry from like age 6. I knew, seriously.
It was a chore.
It was a chore. You had to put it in, add soap, do the things like detergent, etc.
Yeah. I did help when I was younger, but I did more of it the older I got. So I was experienced.
The number 3 skill parents feel they have to teach their children, and I hope they do. Number 3, driving.
Oh, yeah.
Who taught you how to drive?
A combination of my mom and dad.
Oh, there you go. How about you, Matt?
Mostly my dad. Mom pitched in here and there, but I also, of course, had a driving instructor.
Oh, okay. My dad taught me how to drive. He told my mom to stay in the house. That allowed him to cuss at me all he wanted. Mm-hmm. All right, number 2, good hygiene. You should teach your kid how to...
Yeah, that's kind of important.
Yeah, they get up to be about 19 years old. They stink. It's kind of embarrassing. And here's one that some people don't know. The number 1 thing we teach our kids, basic cooking skills. There are a lot of kids that they just don't know how to cook.
Yeah,
that is
definitely.
Very true. And I feel like that's a skill that will take you far in life.
Yes.
Seriously.
And will keep you healthier, too.
Yes,
it could end up being your job. It could end up making your health decisions for you. Mm-hmm. There you have it. The top 10 parenting skills. Go get them, mom and dad. I'm dreaming. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with a Christmas classic, Gene Autry. Hey, it's a Wednesday at the wash. Boy, is my car dirty.
So is mine.
It's just been the weather, that rain and then that kicking up the mud and the salt and the road gunk.
Well, and that one day last week when they salted because it was a little slippery, yeah. Which was mm-hmm. fine. And then I just haven't had a chance to go see our friend Butch.
Well, Butch is waiting for us today. Wednesday at the wash. The keyword, wash. That simple. W-A-S-H to 49330. And you'll be entered to win a $20 gift card from the Ultimate Express Car Wash.
That's right. Locations down here on the Strip and Schmoke mm-hmm. and Dam, Danville with all of the fun colored lights and up in Williamsport.
I was out in Williamsport yesterday and I wanted to wash the car, but I didn't have time. I could have done it yesterday. Darn it. It's a sunny day today. Let's do it today.
I was going to say it was sunny yesterday, too. It mm-hmm. was a nice day. I'm going to have to make time today.
Do it.
Okay, you too.
A Wednesday at the Wash, 94KX.
Ask 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Wrapping up. Kyle's here. He's ready to go.
Good morning.
Hustle and bustle time. Let's ask Kyle if he's one day closer to Christmas. What, have you done anything yet to get ready for the holidays?
Actually, I did.
No way.
No way.
No way.
Last night, I purchased a couple gifts.
Yay!
Did you get my suggestions via Snapchat?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
right.
I did.
You sent him a suggestion. What are you, gift consultant?
I asked for help.
He did. He asked for help. And I was like, don't worry, boo. I got you. I got
all
you.
Right.
I sent back a couple of random. I was like, try this or this or this or this. Like, I think.
And they were good, too. They weren't like gift cards.
Okay. Well, that's what I was going to say. Did you do your shopping all in one store or did you have to move from place to place to place?
All in one. I'm an all-in-one kind of guy, and then after that, I kind of give up.
Do you want to disclose what store you went to?
That's
or no?
What I was going
that'll
to.
Give it away. No, it'll give it away. Okay.
Was it the wine and spirit shop?
That's another store I have to hit before Christmas.
Oh, definitely.
Me
definitely.
Too. I think we all might be headed there this afternoon.
Yeah, shopping spree. So you still have more to do, but I'm proud of you for getting it started.
Way to not wait until Christmas Eve. Seriously.
I know. That was the goal this year, because every other year, that's how I've spent my Christmas Eve. Shopping, and I don't want to do that this year.
I'm impressed.
I'm impressed, too.
I'm impressed. Good stuff.
I still got more to do. That hustle and bustle continues, but I'm almost done.
I have an entire list for today and tomorrow.
And like checking it twice.
Whew, mm-hmm. It's go time if I want to have like a fun and festive weekend like I have planned in my brain.
In your brain.
All of the stuff needs to occur today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow.
Yesterday, a little bit of time was wasted sitting around and waiting for some folks.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
There you go. Kyle's next. I got to go do some Christmas shopping. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.
See ya.